Welcome to Piano Social Directory. This podcast is dedicated to promoting pianos, music, music education, and the people that make up our industry. You may find us at www.pianosd.com or simply search Piano Social Directory. Hello, my name is Rick Overton, and welcome to another edition of the podcast at Piano Social Directory. On today's broadcast, I wanted to give you a quick update on some of the happenings at Piano SD. We have continued to take sign-ups and people registering in the teacher and tuner section, as well as a number of enthusiasts that have signed up. It's very exciting to see all of this grow, and very soon we'll be adding piano movers, as well as resource pages, and to assist our followers and our friends in their musical experiences. We'll be adding some new features very shortly that everybody will be very excited about. Just this past week, we've added a new place where you can go and see recordings and videos that we have liked and thought that we would share with you. And so a lot of really, really exciting things going on at the Piano Social Directory. So we look forward to having more of you visit and see the changes as they take place. I also want to mention a great concert that's being held at SoCal Pianos, one of our partners at Piano Social Directory. They are located in San Marcos, which is a nice little area just north of San Diego. They're bringing one of the world's most gifted duets to perform at their store in San Marcos. Right off of their invitation, described by critics as glowing, flashing, and brilliant, duo Petrov consists of two delightful Mexican pianists of Russian descent, Anatoly Zatin and Vlada Vasilieva. Their performances are acclaimed by audiences in America, Europe, and Asia. They've performed at concert venues such as the Merkin Concert Hall, the Bohemian National Hall, Carnegie Hall in New York City, and even with performances at the Elon Music Festival, the Schlern International Music Festival in Italy, and the Silver Lira International Festival in St. Petersburg. Also performing will be Daniela Liebman. She was born in Guadalajara, Mexico in 2002, believe it or not, 10 years old. Daniela started her music career at the age of 3. At the age of 7, she participated in the national competition in Parnosos. In 2010, Daniela participated in the Velaro International Piano Competition and won a scholarship for summer studies in the United States. In February, she launched her solo career with the Aguas Calientes Symphony Orchestra and the Jalisco Symphony Orchestra. It's going to be a special, special performance. It, of course, is sponsored by SoCal Pianos and the Petrov Piano Company. The performance will be March the 29th at 7 o'clock, so bring your family and your friends. But remember this, the seating is limited in their performance hall, so you need to make reservations. And so you can RSVP to SoCal Pianos. Their phone number is 760-744-9320, or email rickr at socalpianos.com. And SoCal Pianos is located at 307 East Carmel Street in San Marcos. And their website is SoCalPianos.com. Many of you may remember SoCal Pianos as the Piano Warehouse. It was recently went under a name change, and Dennis James and his staff are doing an excellent job in the community for San Diego. So I hope that you can make it out to that performance. And coming up next, we're going to have a short clip of the duet. You can also get some information about the duet themselves at Duo Petrov, that's duopetrof.com. duopetrov.com is the place that you can go and get some more information about them. And now, about 2 minute quick recording from that duet. I certainly hope you enjoyed that and you see what you have to look forward to so you don't have to rewind and get that information. The performance is at 7 o'clock on March the 29th. Bring your family and your friends, but remember the seating is limited, so RSVP to SoCal Pianos, phone number 760-744-9320, or you can email Rick, R-I-C-K-R, at SoCalPianos.com. They're located at 307 East Carmel Street in San Marcos, and their website is SoCalPianos.com. It's been brought to my attention that many people are looking for a new way to market their music and their talents. Specifically today, I wanted to talk to you again briefly about teaching and performing. The answer to that marketing question as a many-fold a response. First of all, and possibly most important, you have to decide where you want to go. You have to decide what it is specifically that you want to do and where you want to go. It's always very tricky in the beginning to make a specific goal, but it's important not to overshoot your dream and make it into something that you know you can never realistically get to. But at the same time, you don't want to underestimate your abilities. So here are some of my suggestions as it regards to music and teaching specifically. Get your Facebook page up and running. Making regular posts and making those posts relevant. Do not talk about last night's dinner, but be very specific about something regarding your chosen field. If you're a teacher or if you're a performer, talk about the things that you are doing. Talk about the things that are going to help others. Talk about anything that is relevant to your specific field of endeavor. So be sure when you're making those posts that you're not talking about something that really, honestly, nobody cares about. Don't discuss, your dog and where you're going for dinner and where you took the kids this past weekend, because nobody cares. What they want to know in your Facebook pages are something that is relevant to your teaching or your performing or what talents you're trying to sell. Obviously, if some of those things are what you're trying to sell, then you're going to want to talk about them. But if you don't, if just keep your comments relevant to your business, okay? Go get your Twitter page up and running. Now, I know I made some statements here before about Twitter and some of the other social medias, but Twitter can have a great impact on where you're going. But you have to remember to make regular and relevant posts into your account. Along with that, go to YouTube.com, and let's get a video going about what your talent is. YouTube loves for you to do whatever it is that you do. It may be folding a shirt, seriously. If you go to YouTube.com and type in folding a shirt, you'll be surprised how many results you'll get. There are people out there folding shirts, and that's what they do. That's what their talent is, and they do a video about it, believe it or not. But you can create a channel, go and create a channel, and just start to work. Start talking about yourself and what it is you have to boast about and what your talent is. Lastly, one of my favorite subjects is blogging. Blogging is nothing more than writing an article. Write an article. Write down the things that are going on inside of your brain. If you want to talk about war, if you want to talk about religion, if you want to talk about anything at all, everything that you can possibly imagine is relevant to someone out there who has the same mind frame as you. And believe me, there are a lot of people out there who are exactly like you and are interested in things that you wouldn't imagine. I suggest WordPress. Now, if you go to WordPress.com, you can make your own account and then follow the directions that are there. But as I've said before in this podcast, if you need help with it, then send me an email through www.pianosd.com, and I'll give you as much guidance as I possibly can. It's simple, it's easy, it's fun, but really, guys, most importantly of all, have fun with it and write some information down that you know people will enjoy, particularly as it's relevant to the gift or the talent it is that you're trying to market or sell. People out there are starving for more information about things you wouldn't possibly imagine. I talked to a lady last week that has a blog about buttons. That's what she does. She is into buttons. And you can't believe how many followers and how many people are reading her blog weekly, and that's what she does. She sells buttons. So there's something out there for everybody that you can go and write a simple blog page about and include pictures and videos and things that are going on. It's very simple, and again, if you need help with that, you can simply send me an email through the contact us form on www.pianosd.com, and I'll be glad to respond and help you as much as I possibly can. I love to help people, especially in their marketing, and especially when it comes to teaching and performing. That's maybe one of my callings. So feel free. Now, if you have not been to pianosd.com yet and registered, go to pianosd.com. I think we're up to about 5,800 names or so, and it's growing. It's growing daily. We're adding new states, it seems, every day. New teachers, new tuners, new performers, new enthusiasts, new movers, and we have a lot of things that are going on. Very soon, we'll be introducing some new pages that'll be things that will help you enjoy your craft more. It'll help your students enjoy your craft more. There'll be things and guidances on their specials. We'll have some interviews. I have an interview coming up on the next podcast with Dan Curio, who I met just recently and shared some of his life story and some of his music with us today. So please stop by www.pianosd.com and register so you can keep up with the latest happenings and what's going on. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast, and I certainly hope that you'll come again and hear more exciting announcements. I was thrilled that we were able to pull off the music. I hope that you enjoyed that. I'm learning as we go along, and I'm learning new tricks and new magic to make this thing happen. So I hope you've enjoyed that, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Piano Social Directory. My name is Rick Overton. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to the podcast from Piano Social Directory. We appreciate your comments and questions. Look for new podcasts and sign up to receive updates at www.pianosd.com, the official website of Piano Social Directory.